It is the mixtape game on KDWB, and here we go. Let me introduce our contestants this morning, all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana, via a Golden Valley, Reno, and Minnetrashta. Fallon Bonsett, everybody.
Thank you, my people. I am ready. I'm here. I'm okay. Active.
Fallon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Fallon. And
Jenny, we just ran out of time. Okay. Let's go to Jenny, Weather Girl Jenny, product of Fondue, Tucky, Wisconsin, and now a resident of St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're
it's
out of time. Okay,
honor.
We also have a product of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Nickname, Drake from Green Bay.
Shut up, Fallon. I don't want to hear it. Shut your mouth.
And Drake is the new addition to the show, and I think the only single addition on the show as of now. On Tuesday, we'll see if there's another single addition to the show.
Right.
Here we go with the mixtape game. Fally B, you're going to be up first. Here we go. The snow is melting. It's you're uncovering tons of dog poop all over your yard from the last month. You don't want to clean it up, so you have a plan. You loudly announce to your partner, I'm going outside to pick up dog poop. And 30 seconds later, you fake falling down the stairs. You lay at the bottom of the stairs as they comfort you, and you're going, all I wanted to do was have a clean yard. So your partner goes, oh, my God, I got to go clean the yard. So they put on their coat and hat. They go out to clean up the dog poop. What song plays as you smugly smile at them through the window, knowing how badly you fooled them? Fally B,
you're up. Thank you, Dave. First of all, happy birthday. Shout out to my Pomeranian, Elliot. She is 15 years old today. Today is her birthday.
Elliot.
Now, my dogs, I have two. I have a golden doodle who lays logs as big as your leg. So I am trying to avoid this situation. And you know of the three of us, I am by far the most likely to pull one over on Jake like this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm lazy and I like it. And I wouldn't feel like guilty. I'd kind of feel like a badass. Like, look at me go as this one played. Oh, that girl.
It's called Bad Girls, then?
Yeah, it is.
Who's it by?
MIA. Live Fast, Die Young. Because bad girls do it well.
Okay. All right. Jenny, same scenario. You fooled Andrew. He's outside picking up dog poop. What plays as you watch from the window?
Well, luckily for him, Mickey eats her own poop, so there shouldn't be too much out there. There shouldn't be too much. But what I'm going to do is as I go inside and he goes and picks up the poop, I'm going to make myself a nice new latte with the coffee machine he got for Christmas, and I'm going to sip it while I look out the window and be like, never trust me again in the summer.
Oh, I like that song. Who is that again?
303.
I like that song. Okay. Drake, same situation. You have fooled your partner into going outside and pick up dog poop by faking an injury. Now you're watching from inside the warm confines of your apartment as your partner's outside picking up dog poop. What plays while you smile smugly?
So I'm not one to usually like fake something like this, but I imagine if I did, I would probably feel like the smartest, most intelligent person on planet Earth. Like
wow.
Basically like an international spy.
Wow.
And this is the song that would play right here. As I'm watching, creeping from the upstairs window, peeking down with my cappuccino in hand.
Cappuccino?
Where did you get a cappuccino,
yeah, exactly.
By the way?
Don't worry about it.
Monster.
I'm a spy. I am a spy. Don't worry about it.
You found a cappuccino under the couch. Like, oh, Okay. I like that. That is a direction that I did not anticipate anybody taking. The international spy. You've tricked somebody. I'm going to say it is between two of you. It is between Drake and Jenny.
What?
Now, Fallon, the only reason you're out is because I don't know that song, and any song that I don't know, it doesn't play favorably with me. I respect it, but I don't know that song. So this is a hard choice. Drake took a totally different direction than I expected, but Jenny's was more that was about what I wanted, and that is the winner, Jenny.
Wow.
I gotta be honest, I think Jenny usually has the best ones. This is my least favorite choice from her. I thought Drake's was actually better.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're not the judge today, huh? You know what? Guess
clearly,
who's judging today?
Clearly.
Are you judging today?
Oh, no, because that would have been a much better job.
No. Plus, I have a weakness for 303 because they're from my home state of Colorado.
See, and I've met them and they're douchebags.
They are douchebags.
So
they are.
I would never vote for them.
I asked them like a really nice, legitimate music question one day when they came to Jingle Baller Star Party, and they looked at each other and kind of rolled their eyes like, what a stupid question.
They're actual jerks. So there is no level of sadness that I haven't heard a song from them in quite some time.
Okay, God, Fallon, jeez. Here we go. Next one. You've been hired by Victoria's Secret to model in their big Super Bowl halftime show. Apparently, they're looking for more average body models. What is your catwalk song as you model the latest average body sleepwear during the Victoria's Secret halftime show? This is your catwalk song, Jenny. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit more than an average body.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a lot more than an average body. But what song is playing as you model their average body sleepwear, okay, Jenny?
You got to think about the audience for the Super Bowl and the halftime show, because anytime you get someone like Beyonce or The Weeknd on there, it's always like, ew, what is that crap music? Like, people want American music, like the old school rock, your Aerosmith. Everyone says that that's the best halftime show.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went with something that I think is going to really turn the audience up, because someone in small town Wisconsin cheering the Packers on absolutely would love the song, and it works for my body, my average body type.
Okay. Oh, no. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along.
Got it going on like Donkey Kong.
Excuse me, flashbacks.
I do understand why Victoria's Secret is going out of business now.
You know, we were doing fine until Jenny did the halftime.
Yep. Until they chose Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
Okay. Is Victoria's Secret going out of business?
I don't think they're doing well.
Okay.
I don't think so either.
All right.
Especially not after that.
No. I know.
So, Drake, you've been hired by Victoria's Secret to model in their big Super Bowl halftime show. Apparently, they're looking for more average body models. What's your catwalk song, Drake?
All right, Dave. I want you to picture this. Okay. Speedo, oil, hips thrusting, lights, camera, Super Bowl. I have an audience surrounding this platform, and I am absolutely stealing this show. Nobody cares about the football at the Super Bowl happening right now. Everybody has eyes on me, Drake, and a Speedo.
No.
Thrust, thrust, hip, hip, thrust, thrust, hip, hip.
Kill it, Sweat drops dropping into the audience as I'm walking down the stage. A little twerking on the side, maybe.
Okay, all right.
You know how pissed I'd be if I was drinking my beer and some sweat drop dripped in it?
Man, as you described you walking down the catwalk, all I could imagine was LMFAO's music video.
Yes! And so I was hoping that's what the song was going to be.
That
would have been a lot better choice, actually.
Okay, good choice. We have two strong choices on the mixtape game. Fallon, what is your catwalk song? You've been hired for more average body models for the Super Bowl halftime show for Victoria's Secret. I need your catwalk song.
Here's the benefit of the Super Bowl, Dave. Everyone's drunk, which means my body increases by 10 points, number one. Okay, nice. Everyone's like, oh, what's that? I like it, what I see, because they got double vision going on.
Yeah, right.
You need a song when you're doing a catwalk with a beat. And while I'm not a model, I know you have to stomp as you walk down. And I know this is what the people came for, so this one's playing. Slowly walking. I'm lifting my arms because they have like kind of like a cape kind of thing. And then step down the cat walk. Here I come. Check it. Hip hop. Left to right.
What are you wearing, Fallon? I'm not trying to sexualize this, but what are you wearing?
Me. Thank you. I am wearing a lace brassiere. I am wearing a full coverage frontal butt like panty kind of situation, but like I mentioned, the cape, so I can lift that up and turn, so there's like flow to my body as I turn, and also it gives you like a little bit of a peek, but not too much.
Well, a peek at what?
That ass. Okay. That ass.
They were all three really good. I mean, you did a great job of painting the picture. I don't know why I got such a vivid picture. Jenny's wearing a cowboy hat and chaps.
Yep.
I don't know why, but she is wearing a cowboy hat and chaps. And this is a Victoria's Secret halftime show. I'm going to give that one to Fallon. Fallon gets that one.
Nice.
I'm not going to say because it was so much better than you guys.
It's because
it was,
you wanted to imagine me in that brassiere with that booty pop.
As I was saying, it wasn't a whole lot better. It was just a little better.
I'll
so,
take it.
Okay. And now we have the score of Jenny 1, Fallon 1, Drake 0. And here we go. This is actually taken word for word from the mixtape game card game. And shout out to creative, the people who create this, they get a shout out because I'm not just going to steal it and not give you a shout out. So shout out mixtape game writers. Here we go. It is 3:05 into the school day. Walking down the hallway, a crowd begins to form behind you and follow you out to the parking lot. You crank the song playing in your sport Walkman because you know it's time to kick that bully's ass. What song are you playing? Drake, you're up first. So the end of the school day, it's 3:05. The crowd is following you out to the parking lot to watch you kick that bully's ass. What song, Drake?
The fact that these people think that I'm about to, like, risk my life to go fight somebody, probably over the fact that he probably, I took his, like, lunch money or he took my lunch money or something.
Yeah.
One of those ways. Our people are very, very much so fooled by this. I'm going to slip out the back as fast as humanly possible, hop in my Pontiac Grand Prix and skirt out of there with this song blasting as I drive by everybody. Bye! Felicia! Drifting out of the school parking lot.
So you're not even going to fight. You're sneaking out through the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, no gotcha. One's drifting in a Pontiac.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. It's winter in Minnesota. Okay, there's some ice on the ground. Maybe slide into the curb a little
His
bit.
His tires
that's
are
okay.
14 years old.
So
I can't afford new tires. Okay, Fallon, 3:05 into the school day. Yeah. The crowd is watching you walk out to the parking lot to take on the bully. What song is playing on your sport Walkman, Fallon?
Little do they know, Dave, I've been training for this. I have been training with my sensei. So this song plays.
Okay. It's a moment of truth. No.
Yes, I have been.
You are sucking up right now.
What is that from?
It is from the Karate Kid.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Where did you dig up that garbage? That is a horrible song. I'm not saying it's a bad choice, but it's a horrible song.
This is the top song from the Karate Kid soundtrack, number one.
It's got to be from Karate Kid 2 or 3.
It is from the original Karate Kid. It is the top song from the soundtrack because it is the moment of truth, Dave. The moment of truth.
Okay, I'm impressed that you looked that up.
Thank you, Sensei.
Okay, next one.
Dave, here's an open window if you want to do your little part.
No. Thanks for the invite. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to lead me down a path, Fallon. Here we go.
I just know you really shine when you do your, impressions from Karate Kid.
Thank you. It's 3:05. It's the end of the school day. Walking down the hallway, a crowd begins to form behind you as you follows you out of the parking lot. Jenny, you crank the song playing in your sport Walkman because you know it's time to kick some bully ass. What song are you playing, Jenny?
Okay, well, when I was in high school, I used to listen to pretty gangster rap, similar to how your son Carson does, because I thought I was really hard, but really I was a small town girl from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So in my Walkman, I'm listening to some Young Jeezy, and this song is all about surviving.
Jenny, are you walking in slow motion?
Yes. I'm not too scared, honestly, because my bully, Micah, I'm going to refrain from saying his last name because some of his family lives here now.
Yeah.
He was about half the size of me, but okay. Big bully, though. Big bully, even though being a smaller person. So I'm not extremely scared. I think I'll probably just do one of those, in his face, and then he'll fall down, so I'll win easily.
Okay. Jenny, what's your weapon? Do you have a weapon in your hand at all? Do you have anything in your hand as a weapon?
Yes, it's my straightener. I brought that to school with me in case I needed to do my hair sometime. So I used my straightener, the cord. The cord, you don't know what you can do with a cord.
You could burn someone really bad, too. Real bad burns.
Mm-hmm. Come over here close to the outlet.
Yeah, I'm going to burn you.
Okay, Fallon, do you have a weapon in your hand?
Yeah, I have a weapon. I made it shop class. I whittled down a piece of metal that I illegally took from shop class. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, do you whittle down metal, though?
Yeah, you
do. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
I know you whittle down wood.
I know you mill it down.
No, I don't.
You mill it down.
Anything.
You don't whittle it down.
I don't
mill it. Idiot. I'm going to give this one to Drake, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, all right.
because I think he was the most authentic. Both of you P words, neither of you would fight anybody. So Drake admitted that he would dodge out through the kitchen door and he would not fight the bully and he would Tokyo drift away from the school.
Dave, you didn't ask for what my weapon was.
Well, you don't have a weapon.
Yeah.
You,
no.
Your weapon's the gas pedal.
That, and it's my middle finger as I drive by, everybody.
Oh, okay. So now we have the tie-breaking round. Jenny, Fallon, yep. Drake, all tied. I need you. I'm going to give you just a few seconds to come up with your brand new KDWB Dave Ryan in the Morning Show jingle. You will sing it. You will do the music. You will beatbox, whatever. I'm going to give you 20 seconds, and then you're going to come back in this order. Fallon, Jenny, and then Drake. I'm going to let you do your own thing. You got 20 seconds starting right now while I stall for time. Coming up in a second, I've got Justin Bieber tickets. I'm going to play a song for you, and then all you got to do is tell me what song it is, okay? It's going to be reversed, though. For example, okay, that's pretty easy. It's okay, so that's how it works. I'll do the Justin Bieber tickets coming up in a moment here on KDWB. Fallon Bonsett, your time is up. I need a brand new KDWB Dave Ryan in the Morning Show jingle performed by you now when you're ready.
You can win. You can laugh. Sometimes you'll cry and definitely roll your eyes. Oh, it's the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Weekdays live. Weekdays live.
There's more, okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
She's done? Okay, good.
So just to recap it, you can win, you can laugh, sometimes you'll cry, and definitely roll your eyes. It's the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show, Weekdays Live. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Fallon. That was very good. Okay, Jenny, you're up next. I need an original jingle for the show. Okay.
Boom, 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 boom. They're a little cocky. They're a little rocky. And they're a little stocky.
Nope.
But guess what? They like to talkie. 101.3 KDWB.
They like to talkie.
They like it talkie.
Get out of here.
I do like that line. I like the little talkie.
Drake, I need a new morning show jingle on the mixtape game tiebreaker round.
All right, here we go. We wear adult diapers and annoy you with the R. Pipers, it's a Dave Ryan show on 101.3 KDWB.
God, I don't know that I can pick any of those and actually say that it's a winner. I mean, if I were to pick one, then that would assume that one of them was good enough to be a winner. Oh, Jenny, because she made me laugh with talkie. That's the only reason that you win, Jenny. You are the winner because you made us win. It was rocky, stocky, cocky. And we like to talkie.
Yeah, yep. That's true. We like to talkie.
That is the mixtape game. Congratulations, Weather Girl Jenny.
Thank you.